الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين، ومرحبا بجميع المستمعين والمشاهدين في هذا الدرس.
After the basmala, Al-Habib said, welcome to all those who are listening to this lesson.
يقول الشيخ رحمه الله تعالى ونفعنا به وبكم في الدارين آمين. فصلون، واتفق المشايخ الصوفية على أن بناء أمرهم على قلة الطعام وقلة الكلام وقلة المنام واعتزال الأنام، وما تحصل به الرياضة والخلوات وجميع المطالب والمقامات إلا بالشيخ العارف المعبر عنه بالإنسان الكامل.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The Shaykh said, a chapter. Sufi sheikhs have similarly agreed that their affair is built on little food, speech, and sleep, as well as seclusion from people, discipline, meaning discipline of the soul, spiritual retreats, khalawat, as well as all objectives and stations only occur with a Gnostic sheikh, or you could say at the hands of a Gnostic sheikh, who is referred to as the perfected human, al-insan al-kamil.
يتكلم الشيخ عن أركان المجاهدة في السير إلى الله الأربعة.
The Shaykh here talks about the four pillars of striving, مجاهدة, in the journey to Allah.
وفيها يقول الشاعر بيت الولاية قسمت أركانهم ساداتنا فيه من الأبدال.
And in this, concerning this, the poet says the house of sainthood has been, its pillars have been divided into four by the abdal, which are group of the saints.
ما بين صمت واعتزال دائم والجوع والسهر النزيه العالي.
Between silence and always being alone and staying up the night in the night and eating little.
فهي كما ذكر الشيخ قلة الطعام وقلة الكلام وقلة المنام واعتزال الأنام.
So these pillars are, as the Shaykh mentioned, little food, meaning little consumption, speech, sleep, and secluding oneself from people.
كل مريد يكثر منامه ويكثر أكله وطعامه ويخالط الناس فيما لا يعنيه فليس معه من الإرادة إلا صورة لا حقيقة لها.
Every seeker who sleeps much and eats much and speaks much and mingles with a people engaging in things that do not concern him or her, then his seeking, his irada, is a mere facade.
وقد جمع الأربعة سيدنا الإمام الحداد في بيت من أبياته حيث يقول والنفس رضها باعتزال دائم والصمت مع سهر الدجى وتجوع.
Imam al-Haddad combined these four in one line of poetry. The close meaning is yourself discipline it with silence, sleeplessness, little food, and avoiding people.
وجمعها في بيت آخر.
And he also combined them in another line of poetry.
فقال وبالرياضة من صمت ومخمصة.
And through discipline, with silence and hunger.
مع التخلي عن الأضداد والسهر.
And avoiding bad company as well as wakefulness.
هذه الأربعة الأركان هي أركان المجاهدة في طريق الوصول إلى الله.
These four pillars are the pillars of spiritual striving, mujahada, in the way of reaching Allah or towards reaching Allah.
فأما الطعام فأول مهامه أن يكون من حلال.
He said, as for food, the first of the important matters relating to it is that it be halal, lawful.
وأن يتجنب السائر إلى الله تعالى خاصة وجميع المؤمنين عامة أن يدخل بطن أحدهم طعاما أو شرابا فيه شبهة فضلا عن أن يكون حراما صريحا.
And that the spiritual traveler in specific and all Muslims in general avoid something doubtful entering their stomachs, much less something forbidden.
ثم بعد ذلك ليكون له تمسك بالآداب النبوية عند تناول الطعام والشراب.
And then after this, he should adhere or she to the etiquettes, the prophetic etiquettes that relate to food and drink.
ثم إن لهذه الآداب تنويرا للباطن وربطا للعادات بالعبودية لله.
And then these etiquettes give light to the heart, and also they connect what one does or turns one's mundane actions into acts of worship.
ثم للمريد نظر في وقت الطعام ومقدار الطعام.
And then a seeker should also give care or concern to the time and quantity of food.
فأما الوقت فمقدار فبحسب ما يتناوله في اليوم والليلة.
As for the time, then that is how much they consume in a 24-hour period of time.
فعليهم من أهل المجاهدة من يقتصروا على أكلة واحدة في اليوم والليلة.
So some of those who strive limit themselves to one meal in a day and a night in 24 hours.
وعامة أهل الوسط فيهم من يكون له وقعتان في اليوم والليلة.
And the majority of those who are moderate have two meals in 24 hours.
وأصحاب الأكلة الواحدة يحبون أن تكون في وقت السحر.
And those who eat once like that it be at the end of the night, the time of sahar or suhoor.
أو في أول الليل.
Or at the beginning of the night.
والكمية فالوسط فيهما أرشد إليه صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث الصحيح.
He said, as for quantity, that which is moderate is what he instructed us in the sound prophetic tradition.
بقوله فثلث لطعامه وثلث لشرابه وثلث لنفسه.
By his saying, a third for food, a third for drink, and a third for his breath.
وأعلاه ما كان من الاقتصار على حد القوام.
And the highest of that is limiting to the amount that keeps your back straight.
وهو المشار إليه بأول الحديث حسب ابن آدم لقيمات يقمن الصلبة.
And this is indicated in the beginning of the same prophetic tradition. The son of Adam, meaning the human, is sufficed by little morsels that keep his back straight.
فأقل ما يكون من المجاهدة بالنسبة للطعام والشراب بعد الحذر من الشبهات فيه.
The least of striving in food, in terms of quantity, after avoiding doubtful things.
أن لا يسمح لنفسه بالتولع الكثير بنوع من الطعام وكثرة التفكير فيه.
That the person not allow themselves to become particularly attached to a certain type of food and thinking about it a lot.
ولا حرج عليه أن يكون طبعه مائلا إلى نوع دون نوع آخر.
And there's nothing wrong with the person naturally inclining towards one type of food or instead of another.
لكن الحرج أن يكون مولع القلب تولعا يحمله على كثرة الفكر فيه حتى يدخل ذلك في عباداته.
He said, however, it is blameworthy if the person becomes extremely attached and thus thinks about it a lot to the extent that they'll even think about it during their acts of worship.
فليكن على نصيب من إرث يأكل ما وجد.
So they should have a portion of inheriting the meaning from the Prophet, that he would eat that which he found or that which was available.
ثم يكون عند تناول الطعام على الآداب النبوية.
And then the person should adhere to prophetic etiquettes when consuming food.
ويترك مما يشتهيه من الطعام ولو مقدار لقمة في كل أكلة.
And he should or she refrain from something that they desire to eat in each meal, even if that be just one morsel.
فهذا أقل المجاهدة فيما يتعلق بالطعام.
So this is the least of striving concerning food.
بعد ذلك يأتي قلة الكلام ومعناه أن لا يخوض فيما لا يعنيه.
And after that we have little speech, and its meaning is that the person not engage in speech about that which does not concern him or her.
والذي لا يعنيه ما لا يحتاج إليه في أمر دينه ودنياه المعينة له على دينه.
And that which does not concern him or is not his or her business is that which the person does not need for their religion or for their worldly affairs that they take as a means of assistance to their religious affairs.
من كل ما لا تترتب عليه فائدة تعود عليه في دينه أو دنياه.
And these are all things that there's no benefit based upon them that is given to their religion or again their worldly affairs.
فضلا عن أن يكون فيه مضرة.
Much less and certainly there should not be any harm for these in this thing that they're engaging in or talking about.
ويكفينا في هذا الحديث الصحيح من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت.
And sufficient as proof for this is the sound prophetic tradition, the one who believes in Allah and the final day, then let him say good or remain silent.
وقول صلى الله عليه وسلم هل يكب الناس في النار على مناخرهم إلا حصائد ألسنتهم.
And his saying صلى الله عليه وسلم, are people cast on the fire on their noses into the fire except by the harvests of their tongues.
ومن صمت لسانه عما لا يعنيه نطق قلبه.
And the one who keeps his tongue silent from that which does not concern him, his heart will speak.
وعند نطق القلب بأنواع الأذكار والفكر القويم ينفتح باب آخر.
And when the heart speaks with types of invocation and upright reflection, another type of speech or another door is opened.
وهو أن يصمت القلب أيضا تحت استقبال واردات شريف المعاني فينطق السر.
And that is that the heart similarly remains silent while there are disseminations of noble meanings coming to the heart, and then thereafter a name of the soul called the secret, the sir, speaks.
وهناك مقام المشاهدة وحسن المناجات للرحمن.
And there is the station of spiritual vision and goodly discourse or address of the Lord.
ويصل الحال بكثير من الصالحين عند ضبط ألسنتهم أن يتحولوا إلى حضور في كل ما ينطقون به مع الله.
And many of the pious, they reach a state by controlling their tongue that they are present with Allah in everything they say.
فلا يسلم على أحد إلا وهو مستحضر عظمة ربه واتباع سنة نبيه.
So they never greet anyone with salam save that they are aware of the magnificence, the meaning of the magnificence of their Lord and the sunnah of their prophet.
ولا يسأله عن حاله إلا وهو مستحضر في قلبه الرقة والرحمة.
And they don't ask the person how they are doing, save that they have the meaning of tenderness and mercy within their heart.
مقتدياً أيضاً بسيدنا رسول الله.
Similarly, following the example in this of that of our master Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ولا يجيبه عن سؤال إلا وهو يرجو أن فيه خيراً.
And they don't respond to a question, save that they hope that there's good in that response.
أقله أن يدخل السرور على قلبي ذلك السائل ما دام ليس في الكلام ما يخالف الشريعة ولا ما يخالف الأدب.
The least of that is that they would like to get glad in the heart of the one who asked them the question, as long as there's it doesn't transgress the sacred law or go against etiquette, adab.
وَهُوَ بِذَلِكَ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ بِجَبْرِ الْخَوَاتِرِ.
And this person through this worships Allah by comforting people's feelings.
وَفِيهَا زِيَادَةُ التَّشْجِيعِ لِصَاحِبِ الطَّاعَةِ عَلَى طَاعَتِهِ.
And in this, there's an encouragement for the person of obedience in their obedience.
وَتَجْرِيبُ الْعَاصِي وَتَأْلِيفُهُ إِلَى التَّوْبَةِ.
And bringing the person who is a sinner closer and reconciling their heart to encourage them to repent.
وَتَجْرِيبُ غَيْرِ الْمُسْلِمِ إِلَى دِينِ اللَّهِ وَفَهْمِ الْإِسْلَامِ.
And bringing a non-Muslim closer to the religion of Allah and understanding Islam.
فهو بذلك حاضر مع الله.
So this person in this is present with Allah.
وبذلك قال بعض العارفين لي 20 سنة يظن الناس أتكلم معهم وإنما أتكلم مع الله.
He said, for this reason, some of the knowers of Allah said, for 20 years people thought I was speaking with them and I was speaking with Allah.
فلا تخرج منه كلمة إلا وهو يقصد بها وجه الله.
So no word would proceed from him save that he sought through this the countenance of Allah.
وحاضر القلب غير غافل عن الله.
And that he was of a present heart and not heedless of Allah.
وفي هدي نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه كان يتكلم صلى الله عليه وسلم بالترتيل لو أراد العاد أن يعد كلماته لفعل.
And from the prophetic guidance is that he would speak in measured tone or in a measured tone, so that if someone wanted to count his words, they would be able to do so.
فأقل درجات المجاهدة في الكلام البعد عن المحرمات وآفات اللسان.
The lowest level with respect to speech is distancing oneself from forbidden speech and also the afat of the tongue, the ruinous vices of the tongue.
من الكذب,
such as lying,
والغيبة,
backbiting,
والنميمة,
carrying tales,
والسب,
insults,
والخوض فيما لا يعني,
and engaging in speech that does not concern you.
وأشد من ذلك اللعن,
and worse than that is cursing others.
إلى غير ذلك من المراء والجدال.
And other vices of the tongue, such as disputation and debate.
وموجبات البغضاء والشحناء.
And the causes of hatred and rancor.
وفي الآية الكريمة إشارة إلى هذا المعنى.
And in a noble verse of the Quran, there's an indication to this meaning.
في قوله تعالى وقل لعبادي يقولوا التي هي أحسن إن الشيطان ينزغ بينهم.
In the saying of Allah Ta'ala, say to my slaves, let them say that which is best. Indeed, the shaytan comes between them or causes discord between them.
فنزغ الشيطان يرتكز على قول ما ليس بأحسن ليستعمل قوته في النزغ بين الناس.
And he said, so the discord that the shaytan causes between parties, it focuses on his taking advantage of speech that is not the best speech, and thereby coming between parties.
وبعد ذلك ينبغي أن يكون الكلام منصرفا إلى أنواع القراءة والذكر.
And then after that, speech should be directed to the various types of recitation and invocation.
وإلى النصيحة والدعوة إلى الله تعالى.
And also sincere good counsel and inviting, summoning to Allah Ta'ala.
وفي الخبر أنهما من يوم يصبح ابن آدم إلا والأعضاء كلها تناشد اللسان.
And it's mentioned in tradition that there's no mourning save that the various limbs of the human being speak or call out to his tongue.
تقول اتق الله فينا.
And they say, fear God concerning us.
فإنما نحن بك.
Because we are only through you.
إن استقمت استقمنا وإن عوججت عوججنا.
If you are upright, we will be upright, and if you are crooked, we will be crooked.
فينبغي شغل اللسان بالكلام النافع المفيد.
So one should use one's tongue for beneficial speech.
وإذا أردنا أن ننشد أو نغني تسلية للنفس أو ترويحا لها فليكن بالكلام الطيب.
And if we want to sing or recite poetry in order to give some recreation and amusement to the self and also to energize it, then it should be good speech.
وما أحسن أن يكون من أنفاس الصحابة أو التابعين أو العارفين بالله والأولياء والصالحين.
And how excellent it would be if it is the speech of the companions or their followers or the friends of Allah, the awliya and the pious.
وفي الحديث كل كلام ابن آدم عليه لا له إلا ذكر الله وما والاه.
And in the prophetic tradition, all of the speech of the son of Adam is against him and not for him, except the remembrance of Allah and that which assists it.
قال تعالى وهدوا إلى الطيب من القول.
Allah Ta'ala said, and they were guided to good or pure speech.
وأما ما يتعلق بالمنام فإنه من جملة الحاجات التي يحتاجها الإنسان في حياته فلينظمه.
As for sleep, it is from the summary of needs that a person has in his or her life, and it should be organized.
فليعمل فيه بالسنن النبوية.
So they apply the prophetic sunnas relating to sleep.
وليضبط مقداره في اليوم والليلة.
And they specify the quantity of sleep that they have in a 24-hour period of time.
فإن كان يعتاد أن ينام 8 ساعات مثلا وهو ثلث اليوم والليلة ما بين الليل والنهار فليخفف ذلك بالتدريج.
So if the person, for instance, was accustomed to sleeping eight hours in 24, and that is a third of a day and a night, then they should decrease that gradually.
فلو ابتدأ ينقص ربع ساعة في كل 3 أشهر أو 4 أشهر ثم ينقص ربع ساعة أخرى لم يؤثر ذلك عليه شيء.
So if the person decreased it by 15 minutes in every 3 or 4 hours, in every 3 or 4 months, that would not affect him or her at all.
حتى ينتهي إلى حد معتدل.
Until they bring it down to a moderate amount.
فأوسطه أن يكون مقدار النوم بين النهار والليل 6 ساعات.
He said a moderate amount, or the most moderate amount, is that a person sleeps 6 hours in a day and a night.
وهو بالرياضة والتدريج يصل إلى أقل من ذلك.
And a person through disciplining themselves and a gradual decrease will bring it down below that as well.
ونعرف بعض شيوخنا وبعض شيوخ شيوخنا كان منامهم لا يتجاوز 2 ساعة.
We know some of our sheikhs and the sheikhs of our sheikhs whose sleep was no more than 2 hours.
فيكتفي بعضهم بذلك ما بين النهار والليل.
And some of them would suffice himself with this in 24 hours.
والأمر محتاج إلى عزيمة وإلى صدق.
And this needs a resolve, and the person be true, or they be genuine.
ولا أقل من التوسط.
And though they cannot fall below what is considered moderate.
ويعين على ذلك الاستغفار قبل الغروب.
And they will be aided in this by saying Astaghfirullah prior to sunset, seeking Allah's forgiveness.
والمحافظة على التسبيح قبل المنام.
And being mindful to say the Subhanallahs and others at the time of sleep. And that's 33 subhanallahs.
Alhamdulillah 33.
And Alhamdulillah 33 times.
Allahu Akbar 34.
And Allahu Akbar 34 times.
ثم ليختار الوقت للنوم.
And then the person should choose the right time, or choose the time in which they sleep.
وأحسنه ما كان في أول الليل.
And it's best if it be at the beginning of the night.
ثم ما كان في وقت القيلولة من النهار.
And then that which is at the time of قيلولة during the day.
قال واعتزال الأنام والمراد به ترك مخالطة كل من لا يحتاج إلى مخالطته في دين ولا دنيا.
And then he said, and seclusion from people, and that's avoiding association with everyone with whom one does not need to associate.
وخصوصا التعلق بشؤون العامة مما تدخل فيه النزاعات والأهواء.
And particularly the affairs of common people that relate to dispute and also caprice or people's false inclination towards falsehood.
فيتم اختيار الجلساء.
So the person should choose their companions well.
ويحصر حاجة من يحتاج إلى مجالستهم في عمل أو غيره بمقدار ما يفيد وينفع.
And also they should limit the time that they spend with those whom they need to keep company to that which is of benefit and they derive a gain from, a profit from.
مما يقيم به إحسان عمله الحلال.
For instance, in that through which they seek an aid to perform their halal tasks well.
أو يكون سببا لتشجيع صاحب خير على الخير والزيادة فيه.
Or it is a cause of encouraging someone who is doing good to continue in that good and increase.
أو تقريب عاص إلى التوبة والاستقامة.
Or bringing someone who is sinful nearer to repenting and being upright.
أو شرح لجمال الإسلام لغير المسلم.
Or explaining the beauty of Islam to a non-Muslim.
تقريبا له لفهم دين الله.
Bringing him closer to understanding Allah's religion.
ثم ليختر صحبة من يزيد في إيمانه ويقينه وهذه الدرجة الأولى.
And then the person should choose the company of those who increase their faith and their certitude, and this is the highest degree.
ثم من يزيد في علمه ومعرفته بأحكام الشريعة.
And then the company of those who increase their knowledge and their understanding of the rulings of the sacred law.
ثم من يعاونه ويشجعه ويساعده على الأعمال الصالحة وترك الشرور.
And then the person who assists him or her and aids him or her in performing good deeds and avoiding wicked deeds.
ونعم الصاحب من ينهض حاله ويدل على الله مقاله.
And what an excellent companion is the one whose state elevates the person and their speech directs him or her to Allah.
قال وإن الرياضة والخلوات وجميع المطالب والمقامات لا تحصل إلا بالشيخ العارف.
And the Sheikh said, discipline of the soul, spiritual retreats, as well as all objectives or things that are sought and stations only occur with a Gnostic Sheikh who is referred to Aywa.
كما أن أصل الإيمان لا يحصل إلا بتصديق رسول وارتباط بنبي ورسول في جميع الأمم.
Just as the basis of faith does not occur without affirming the truthfulness of the messenger and becoming attached to Allah and His Messenger.
فكذلك التحقق بحقائق الإسلام والإيمان إنما تتم عبر ارتباط إلى ذلك الرسول.
And he said, similarly, becoming realized in the meanings of faith and ihsan only occur through a bond or a connection to that messenger.
فما فاض من قلب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على قلوب أصحابه فيما تلقوا عنه تورث وبقي عبر القرون فيحمله أولئك الشيوخ الذين أشار إليهم الشيخ.
And he said, what poured from the heart of the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the hearts of the companions and those knowledges that they took from him, that knowledge that they took from him, this persisted and was inherited and passed on through the various Islamic ages by those sheikhs that are being referred to here.
فَكُلُّ مَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يُرَبِّيَ نَفْسَهُ بِنَفْسِهِ لَا يُمْكِنُهُ ذَلِكَ وَلَا يَتَوَصَّلْ إِلَى حَقِيقَةٍ.
Every person who wanted to train or instruct himself spiritually by himself, this will not occur and they will not reach the spiritual realities doing so.
معنى بنفسه يشعر بالاستقلال والاستغناء عن الاتصال.
Meaning, the meaning of doing it by himself, or you could say by his nafs, is the person feeling independent and that they were able to do it on their own.
وَأَمَّا الْإِنْدِفَاعُ مِنْ نَفْسِهِ.
As for a motivation that came from within the person
himself,
and an aspiration and a resolve, and having a true aspiration or truly directing himself to Allah, he said these are absolute necessities for success. And these are a cause of reaching success in accordance to the attachment or the connection to the sheikhs.
بذلك نعرف ما مضى عليه صالح الأمة من عهد الصحابة والتابعين من حسن الارتباط بالدالين على الله.
And through this we know what was the condition of those who have passed us, those our predecessors of the companions and the pious of the past, in their good connection or attachment to the shuyukh, the sheikhs.
وكل من تنزه عن شوائب الصفات الذميمة وتحلى بالأخلاق الحسنة الحميدة تهيأ لأن يدخل الكمال الإنساني.
And everyone who was rose above the impurities of blameworthy qualities, and they were adorned with praiseworthy qualities, they enter into the sphere of being referred to as the perfected human. And the knowers of Allah say, no one is perfected save those who keep the company of the man of perfection.
وقال الإمام الحداد ولا بد من شيخ تسير بسيره إلى الله من أهل النفوس الزكية.
And Imam al-Haddad said, and it is a necessity that he have a sheikh who directs him in his travel to Allah from the people of purified souls.
قال الحبيب علي الحبشي من لا صحب في زمانه شيخ عارف مكين مرت حياته وهو معدود في المفلسين.
And al-Habib Ali al-Habashi said, someone who did not keep in his time the company of a sheikh who was a Gnostic and who was firmly grounded, his lifespan would elapse and he would be considered from among the bankrupt.
وعلى ذلك اجمع المشايخ على مدى العصور.
And the sheikhs have come to consensus concerning this point over the various ages.
ولننتقل إلى الإجابة عن الأسئلة.
And now we will respond to the questions.
أقول أعمل أستاذة في معهد أسامي وحظكم مختلط للطلبة النساء والرجال وكل أستاذة رجال لعدم وجود إطارات نسائية فما الذي يعين على الحفاظ على الآداب الإسلامية؟
The first question is from Aya from Belgica, and she said this is mingling between the genders, and she works as a teacher at an institute of Islamic knowledge. And she said, however, there is mixing there, and she has students who are both female and male, and similarly, or no, she said, and all of the other instructors are male because there are not female teachers. And he said, so what will aid one in keeping to the Islamic etiquettes in this situation?
يكون ذلك بتعلم سمو الهمة.
He said this is by learning to have a sublime aspiration.
بتعليق القلب بالرحمن.
By making the heart or attaching the heart to Ar-Rahman.
واستثارة الشوق إلى لقاء حبيبه.
And stirring longing in the heart to meet his beloved.
ف تكون وهي وسط ذلك المعهد مع ما فيه من اختلاط غير مختلط قلبها بإرادة غير الله.
So she should be in this institute where there is a mixing of the genders. She should be there, but her heart should not be mixed with wills or desires for other than Allah.
وتعمل على صرف القلب دائما إلى استحضار أنها في تقرب إلى الرحمن.
And she should always direct her heart to call to mind the feeling that she is trying to draw nearer to Ar-Rahman.
فتعمل الفكرة فيما هو أرضى له وأحب إليه.
So she reflects on or uses her thinking in that which is more pleasing to him and more beloved to him.
كان أحسن خدمة لدينه.
And that which is a service, a better service to his religion.
ويعين على ذلك تكرير اسم الجلالة اسم الله تعالى الله الله كثيرا.
And repeating the magnificent name, the name of Allah, 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 often is an aid in this.
أثناء العمل وقبل الوصول إليه.
During work and on the way.
مع محافظة تامة فيما يتعلق بشخصها وذاتها ونفسها.
With complete preservation in that which pertains to herself and her person.
في زيها.
In her clothing.
وضبط نظراتها.
And controlling her eyesight.
وألفاظها.
And her speech, or words literally.
فكل ذلك يؤدي إلى الاستقامة فيما هي فيه.
And all of this will lead to uprightness in that in which she's engaged.
وأما سؤال محمد بن السعودية تطلب الآيات التي تعالج الحسد وكيف نعرف أن هذا شخص محسود أم لا.
So Muhammad from Saudi Arabia, she wanted to be directed to verses of Quran that were a remedy for envy, and also how do we know if a person was afflicted by this hasad, which he's going to describe inshallah.
ونقول ينبغي أن يتجنب الوساوس والظنون في ذلك.
He said that one should be careful of unfounded misgivings and mere conjecture or suspicions about this.
والعين حق كما أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And he said the evil eye, al-ayn, is true as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us.
وكل العين والحسد علمنا أن نقرأ لها مثل المعوذتين.
And for every evil eye and envy, we were taught to recite the likes of the last two verses in which we seek Allah's refuge.
وآية الكرسي.
Excuse me, the last two surahs and Ayatul Kursi.
وَقَوْلُ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ.
And the saying of Allah, مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ.
وَالصَّلَاةُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ.
And blessings upon sending salat on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
وَيُحْذَرُ أَن يَكُونَ فِي تَوَقُّعِ الْحَسَدِ وَنَحْوِهِ مُتَابَعَاتٌ وَوَسَاوِسُ تَؤَدِّي إِلَى اتِّهَامَاتٍ وَتَحَامُلَاتٍ قَلْبِيَّةٍ مِنَ النَّاسِ عَلَى بَعْضِهِمُ الْبَعْضِ.
And he said, and the person should be wary of being in anticipation of envy, such that they're always thinking about it, and they are suspicious of others, and they worsen relations between parties.
وَالَّذِينَ يَدَّعُونَ مُعَالَجَةَ النَّاسِ بِمِثْلِ الْقُرْآنِ الْكَرِيمِ وَالرُّقْيَةُ الْمَأْثُورَ عَنِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ ثُمَّ يُشِيرُونَ إِلَيْهِمْ إِمَّا تَصْرِيحًا أَوْ تَلْوِيحًا أَنَّهُ آذاهم أو حسدهم أو عمل لهم السحر فلان أو ما يذكرون اسما أو يذكرون وصفا يأخذ منه ذلك الإنسان انطباقا على أحد من أقاربه أو جيرانه فيورث ذلك بغضا وشحنا بينهم. هؤلاء إخبارهم وإشارتهم دليل على عدم صدقهم وعلى عدم إخلاصهم وأنهم غير مامونين على القراءة من أصلها.
And he said, those who instruct people to read certain verses, or they direct them to certain ruqya, like amulets or recitations that were taught that were a protection, and then they, in this, them giving this remedy, they'll tell the person that so-and-so is the one who did this against you or did witchcraft, or they'll describe a specific person and thus worsen relations between this person and some of their relatives. He said them telling them this information that worsened relations is a sign of their lack of ikhlas and their lack of being true and their lack of having truly been entrusted with the secrets of this recitation in the first place.
ما يقول سليم من كندا هذا.
This is Salim from Canada. He said, Assalamu alaikum, dear Sheikh. What type of people should one take as one's close companions? Wassalam. Huwa yasal. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh al-Aziz. Ayu nawa min ma yakhtar al-insan li mujalasati aw li julasaihi.
أعلاهم من ينهضه حاله أي يكسبه عزيمة في الوجهة في الخير.
He said the highest of them is the one who raises his state, meaning gives him a resolve to do good.
ويدله على الله مقاله.
And this person's speech directs him to Allah.
ثم بعد ذلك من يفيده التشجيع على الخير والمعاونة عليه.
And he said, then those who encourage him and assist him in doing good.
كذلك من يفيده العلم بأحكام الشريعة الغراء.
And also those who benefit him in his knowledge of the sacred law.
فيجب كذلك أن يكون الإنسان على بصيرة في اختيار جليسه.
And he said, so a person should have insight in choosing his companions or her companions.
ومن سيئون يسأل حمد حسان كيف يعرف الإنسان حقيقة تطهره من المعايب إنما يكون ذلك بواسطة الشيخ المربي.
The questioner asks, how does a person know that he is truly purified from vices? And he said, that is through the means of a sheikh who is one of instruction of tarbiyah.
وكلما ازداد حذره من المعايب واتهم نفسه بها كان اقرب الى الطهر.
And every time the more he becomes wary of vices and accuses himself or suspects that he has them, he's closer or she's closer to purification, in fact.
وكلما ظن بنفسه الطهاره عن العيوب كانت العيوب الصق به.
And whenever the more a person believes they are pure from vices and faults, in fact they are more these faults are more firmly grounded in them.
وهذه من سوريا تسأل هل تحصل المشيخة والتواصل مع الشيخ طيب تنسدد منه لمريد عن بعد.
This questioner from Syria asks if someone can take a sheikh and communicate with them in one spiritual travel at distance.
وقد سبقت الإشارات أنه ليست العبرة بالمسافات الحسية.
He said indications have preceded that the concern is not physical distances.
وسبق أن ذكرنا ما أتاح الله من وسائل الاتصال المنوعة.
And also we mentioned it has been mentioned previously what Allah has given us of the various means of communication.
ثم بعد ذلك ما يحصل من صدق الوجهة القلبية والمودة في الله.
And then also that which occurs of having a true aspiration or truly directing oneself to Allah and having a love truly in the heart.
نجيب المؤذن. الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Now we're responding to the adhan here.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله رسول الله محمد رسول الله بالإسلام دينا. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله رسول الله بالإسلام دينا محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. 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 يكون سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. وكذلك ما كان من سيداتنا الصحابيات مع سيدنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وروابط قلوبهن وحسن تعلقهن بما يوحى إليه وينزل عليه.
And also that which existed between the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the female companions, and their attachment to him, and also the attachment of their hearts to that which was revealed to him.
وكنا إذا عاد إليهن أزواجهن من عند رسول الله يسألنهم ماذا قال وماذا فعل وماذا أنزل عليه.
And when their husbands would return to them from Allah's Messenger, they would ask, what did he say and what did he do and what was revealed to him.
وفي حسن تطبيقهن وعملهن بما يوحى إليه أصبحنا في اليوم الذي في الليل يوم الليلة التي نزلت فيها آية الحجاب في المدينة كأنهن الغربان السود.
And due to their excellent application of and acting according to what was revealed to him, the morning after the verse of the veil was revealed, they were similar or compared to like black crows because of their having covered themselves in response to this command.
وكل ذاكر للحق ورسوله يشعر بإفاضة النور على قلبه.
And everyone who remembers Allah and His Messenger, he feels light pour over his heart.
وهذه من السعودية تسأل إذا كان السائق في الطريق يشعر بالتشوق للشيخ عند سماع صوته وصورته ويشعر بوجود شيخ معه، هل هو لكن هو مقصر جدا في أوراده وسب عليه فسير بعد المسافة فيشعر بشيء من التعب والتشوق، ما توجيهكم؟
So
عندك السؤال الأول عندك
هذا الأول عندي يقول دعاء من أمريكا. So this questioner asks, she's a questioner from Saudi, she asks Sayyidah Habib Omar, if someone who's a beginner in the spiritual path, they feel a longing for their sheikh, and when they hear his voice or see him or see his picture, and they feel that their sheikh is with them in all of their circumstances, however, the person is extremely negligent in doing their awrad, and it's difficult for them to see their sheikh due to a distance, and they also feel some weariness and also some longing. So what is your instructions, Sayyidi? He said this physical distance is not harmful.
والتقصير في الأوراد عيب ونقص يجب أن يتدارك.
And negligence about awrad is a fault and a deficiency, and it must be taken care of.
ومشاعر المودة الطاهرة السامية العالية من الخير.
And he said feelings of love that is pure and high is a type of good.
والواجب البحث عن زيادة الإيمان واليقين.
And there's an obligation to seek an increase of faith and certitude.
وكثرة التأمل في سير النبي والصحابة الأكرمين.
And reflecting much on the life of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and his noble companions.
وكثرة التذكر للرجوع إلى رب العالمين.
And remembering much one's return to the Lord of the worlds.
ثم العمل بما يستطاع.
And then acting acting as much as one is able.
وحمل النفس على الاتباع.
And forcing oneself to follow.
وكذلك هذه السائلة أيضا من السعودية كيف تقول كيف أستطيع أن أكون تلميذة وهل من واجبات علي القيام بها سواء كانت أذكار أو أي عمل في خدمة الدعوة.
And this questioner also from Saudi asked, how can I be a student? And are there obligations upon me? And whether these be invocations or works that I perform in serving the da'wah.
إنما هو صدق الوجهة إلى الله.
He said it is merely a true aspiration or truly directing oneself to Allah.
والإقبال بالكلية عليه تعالى في علاه.
And turning with one's entirety to Him. Exalted as he is in his sublimity.
وإفراد القصد لوجهه الكريم
and making your aim solely for his noble countenance
وطلب رضوانه والوصول إليه
and seeking his pleasure and to reach him
والاستعداد لذلك بتحقيق التوبة
and preparing oneself for that by truly repenting
والعمل بمثل ما ذكر الإمام الحداد في آداب سلوك المريد
and applying the likes of what was mentioned by Imam al-Haddad in his book Adab Suluk al-Murid translated as good manners
في القيام بتلك الأعمال والتوجهات كفاية للارتباط الروحي
and applying those deeds and those aspirations is sufficient for the seeker in his spiritual path
ومن صدق التوجه إعمال الفكر فيما يستطيع الإنسان أن يخدم به الدين وينفع به المسلمين.
And from the manifestations of truly directing oneself to Allah is using one's thought to think about the deeds with which one can serve the call to Islam, the dawah.
وسائل من الإمارات يسأل عن جيران لهم مشاكل كثيرة يحاول الصلح بينهم ولا يجدوا لذلك جدوى ويجد نفسه مشوشة مشغولة بأمرهم مما أثر على قراءته فنقول ينبغي بتقرأ سؤاله
And there's a questioner from the Emirates who says that he has neighbors that have problems and are disputing and he tries to reconcile between them in a manner that is good, however, he's not been able to do so, and they're persisting in this, and he said that he finds that this distracts him in his own recitation, and so forth.
نقول لا تغفل عن سؤال ربك لهم وبذلك المستطاع بالاعتدال.
And he said, do not neglect to ask your Lord for them, to make dua to Allah for them, and also in a moderate way to try to do what you can to reconcile.
وَلَا تَتَجَاوَزَ الْحَدَّ فِي ذَلِكَ
However, don't go beyond the proper limit in that.
وَاجْعَلْ شُغْلَكَ بِاللَّهِ
And make your focus or your endeavor Allah.
مُسْتَسْلِمًا لِقَضَاءِ اللَّهِ
Submitting to the decree of Allah.
غير منصرف الهم لمشاكل جيران ولا لغيرهم بما يشغلك عن مهامك الأساسية
Not directing your concern to the problems of your neighbors or other than that in a way that distracts you from your foundational concern
ولكن من أجل الله ينبغي لك أن تدعو الله لهم ولغيرهم وتكرر من وقت لآخر استعمال الأسلوب الحسن لحل ما بينهم ثم لا تجعلهم هما
However, for the sake of Allah, you should pray for them and other than them, and then from time to time, in a good way, try to reconcile. However, don't make this your worry or your focus.
وسائلة من السعودية إذا كان السالك ابتدأ بذكر ومع الذكر أصبحت تخطر له خواطر وتعترض أشياء في نفسه وتظهر له عيوبها فيكون شيء من الإحباط وبدأ يشعر بالملل والتكدر مما يظهر من حاله فماذا ترون؟
This questioner as well is from Saudi. He said that if a traveler when they begin dhikr from their sheikh, then they have various thoughts that and things come that disrupt him. And also his faults manifest and so forth. So what do you encourage in this regard?
يجب عليه أن يستمر في ذكر الله تبارك وتعالى ويواظب عليه.
He said the person must continue to make dhikr of Allah and persist therein.
وما يظهر له من عيوبه وخواطره السيئة فهو علامة التطهير منها.
And what manifests to the person of his or her faults and of lowly thoughts, then these are a sign of his being purified from them.
فلا ينبغي أن يكون ذلك إحباطا له.
So that should not be a cause that discourages him.
بل يزداد رغبة في الاستمرار حتى يتطهر عن الأكدار.
And rather he should increase and persist until he's purified from these types of filth.
ولكن إذا كان على عجلة يضع في نفسه تصورات في أخذه للذكر أنه يصل فيه إلى حلاج رفيعة بسرعة في لحظة فيحصل له مثل ذلك الإحباط.
And he said, however, if the person quickly or immediately after beginning dhikr, they're going to have wondrous, sublime states, then that's what will be the cause of discouragement. Sa'ila min America. The questioner says, how can I make dawah with my mother-in-law and her husband? Her husband does not believe in religions and does not like to hear about religions. Also, they talk too much, but I feel afraid that it will be without benefit. How can I make dawah to them? هي تسأل كيف تدعو ووالد زوجها أو زوج وأم زوجها وزوج الأم إلى الإسلام وزوج يعني زوج الأم لا يصدق بالأديان ولا يحب أن يسمع الكلام عن الأديان وكذلك يحصل كلام كثير وتخاف أنه يكون بلا فائدة فكيف تدعو هؤلاء؟
الدعوة لهؤلاء ولغيرهم أولها إنما يكون بحسن المعاملة وإظهار حقائق الدين في المنطق والفعل.
He said, "Dawa to them and other than them is initially by good dealings and manifesting the truth of Islam in one's speech and in one's actions."
ولا يكون في المسألة أيضا استعجال ولا إهمال.
And also there should not be haste or neglect.
فلا تهمل الفرص عندما تحين عندما يعرض أمر يحمل على التذكر أو إقامة الحجة الواضحة فيغتنم مثل ذلك.
And so one should not neglect the opportunities in which one could remind them or could mention the clear proofs in a given certain circumstance.
ولا يستعجل بإرادة الإسلام في اليوم الأول والسنة الأولى واللحظة الحاضرة.
And one should also not rush to offer them to embrace Islam in the very first instant, in the first day, and the first year.
تنظر إلى سيدنا نوح عليه السلام وكم جلس يدعو قومه 1000 سنة إلا 50 عاما.
And she should look at our master Nuh عليه السلام, how he called his people for 950 years.
لا إله إلا الله. فوجب أن يستعمل الأسلوب الحسن من الدعوة الفعلية والحالية وهي المقدمة, ثم اغتنام المستطاع من الدعوة القولية وهي عند وجود الفرص وعند سكون النفس واستعدادها للسماع.
And he said, so first of all, he should use or she should use the dawah of the heart dawah as well as the dawah by good actions, and then when there is an opportunity to make dawah by speech, and that is a time when there is some tranquility and calmness and there's people have a readiness to listen to, then one should also make dawah by speech.
ولحضور الوقت نؤجل بقية الأسئلة إلى الأسبوع القادم أو إلى الدرس القادم إن شاء الله تعالى.
And he said, due to the prayer time having arrived, we will postpone the remainder of the questions until the next lesson, inshallah.
نتوجه إلى الرحمن أن يقبلنا وجميع السامعين وجميع المتابعين وجميع الراغبين في الخيرات والوجهة إلى المولى تعالى في علاه, وأن يجعلنا وإياهم من المرعين بعين عنايته في أحوالنا وأطوارنا كلها, وأن يسر لنا السبيل إليه, وأن يرزقنا صدق الإقبال عليه وحسن التذلل بين يديه, ويجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه, ويجعلنا من الذين سبقت لهم منه الحسنى وختم لهم بها, وأن يقينا الأسوأ ويحققنا بالتقوى ويتولانا في السر والنجوى, وأن يرعانا بعيناتي حيثما كنا وإنما كنا وأن يصلح الحس لنا والمعنى وأن يختم لنا أجمعين بأكمل الحسنى في لطف وعافية وبنية صلاح شؤوننا والمسلمين الفرج له لا إله إلا الله ودفع البلاء عنهم وأن نثبت في خيارهم وأنفعهم لهم وأبركهم عليهم وأن ينفعنا بهم عامة وبخاصتهم خاصة بسر الفاتحة إلى حضرة النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.